After decades of selling an unknown quantity of burgers and helping numerous community groups, sports teams and charities, Steve Krawchuk is stepping away from the fast food counter. Krawchuk has owned both the Sawa Sen and Ladner McDonald's for more than 20 years, having bought the former in 2001 and the latter in 2002. Before that, he'd worked out of the McDonald's head office in Burnaby for 32 years in a variety of roles, after starting with the company when he was 15 years old in 1969. "I'm actually retiring. 54 years is enough," he said Friday. "It was a great time for me out here in Delta." And no, he has no estimates on the number of Big Macs his stores have sold. "I have no idea. It would be a ton," he said. He's also recently sold his two McDonald's in Richmond. While he's retiring with a desire to spend more time with grandchildren and family and to visit Hawaii, Osoyoos and the Netherlands, he's going to continue serving on the boards of the Delta Police Foundation and the Delta Lacrosse Association, where he's also treasurer. Carlene Lawal, chair of KidSport Delta, said Krawchuk has long been a huge supporter of sports and nonprofit groups, adding his store supplied snacks at Delta gymnastics events for years. Krawchuk also served as treasurer of the Delta Sports Council, Lawal added. "He always took the time to meet and listen to find out what was happening. He was so supportive of our community. Steve will be missed," Lawal said. Krawchuk credits the quality of the training he received with the company, in everything from product development to human resources, as a major reason for staying. "The training was exceptional along the way," he said. Another reason was the company's commitment to the community and charity. "What really kept me going was I liked the work of Ronald McDonald House throughout the McDonald's system and throughout the world," he said. The new owner of both Delta operations, Nauman Jutt, took over on Monday, and is committed to carrying the tradition of giving back, Krawchuk said. Krawchuk also lives in Delta. "For the time I spent in the community, it's been great. You couldn't live and work in a better place," he said.